the Garden of Eden. God planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. That's Adam. Out of the ground, God made trees of every kind to grow up. The trees are pleasant to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden, there was the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
And later on, that's where the snake lived, in the good and evil tree.
That's right. A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden. And the river divided and became four rivers, Pison, Gihon, Hiddekel, and Euphrates. God took the man, that's Adam, and put him into the Garden of Eden to look after it and to keep it. He was a gardener. And God commanded Adam, saying, "You can eat as you wish from every tree in the garden apart from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Don't eat of it, for in the day that you do eat of it, you will surely die." Then God said, "It is not good that Adam should be alone. I will make a helper for him." First of all, God had brought every animal of the field and every bird which he'd made to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each creature, that was the creature's name.
Like, he named the lions, lions. And he named the giraffes, giraffes, and the goats, goats, and the birds, birds, and camels, camels, and...
That's exactly what it goes on to say in the Bible.
And snakes, snakes.
That's right. Man, that's Adam, gave names to the animals, to the birds of the air, and to all the animals of the field. But for himself, Adam did not find a helper. You can imagine, the giraffes came, and he thought, "Nah, they're too tall." The elephants came, and he thought, "They're too fat."
And the goats came and he thought, "They've got, like..."
They've got horns. So he couldn't find the right helper. So God put Adam into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, God took one of his ribs out. And from that rib, the Lord God made woman. And he brought her to the man.
Not a bad woman.
That's right, a good woman. And God said, and Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. Her name will be woman, because she has been taken out from the man." And the man and the woman were naked. They didn't have any clothes on, but they were not ashamed.
Yeah. Like, night.
That's right. It's all going to go wrong now.
Like, I bet they couldn't shave their hair, did they? So they just have wild hair, like wild.
I suppose so. Now, the snake in the garden... The cleverest and most deceitful of all the animals which the Lord had made was the snake. And the snake said to the woman, "Did God really forbid you to eat the fruit of the trees of the garden?"
That's Adam, that's me.
Now, it was the snake who made the temptation, and the snake was just an animal. It was not some dragon with horns or a pretty angel that got thrown out of heaven. There's lots of wrong ideas here. The snake was one of the animals which the Lord God had made.
The snake wasn't just used to be a special angel with glittering clothes and glittering wings.
That's right. It was the most clever of all
and
the animals of the field which the Lord God had made.
And he lived with only poison, had poison.
No, he didn't have poison. He didn't have poison then. Anyway, let's read on in the Bible. The woman said, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, except the tree which is in the middle of the garden. God has said, 'You shan't eat of it nor touch it, or else you will die.'" You will not surely die," said the serpent. So that was the first lie. You will not surely die. And that is a lie that's repeated by so many people today when they tell you that you won't really die, that this is really all right. So the serpent said the first lie. You will not surely die. God knows, he went on lying, that the day you eat of the fruit, your eyes will be opened, and you'll be like the gods, knowing good from evil. The woman looked at the tree, and she saw that it looked very nice to her eyes, and it seemed good for food. And it was to be desired, because it would make one wise. So she picked some of the fruit, ate it, imagine her teeth going into it, and she gave some to her husband Adam, and he ate it. Then what happened? The eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together as a covering.
They thought they were kind from God.
In the evening, the Lord God walked in the garden. The man and the woman heard the voice of God and hid themselves among the trees of the garden, which was pretty silly, thinking God couldn't see them. The Lord God called to the man, saying, "Where are you?" Adam said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." "Who told you that you were naked?" asked God. "Did you eat the fruit of the tree which I commanded you that you must not eat of it?" Adam said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate it." God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" "The snake tempted me," said the woman, "and that's why I ate it."
They thought they could hide from God, but he can't see anywhere. He could see anywhere. He can see anywhere. And they couldn't just jump on top of the teeth, climb on top of him, but he will be higher than that.
That's right.
And God still see them.
That's right. God sees and knows all things. So God said to the snake, "Because you have done this, you are cursed above all the animals and every beast of the field. You will crawl on your belly and eat dust all the days of your life. I will make the woman and her seed, or her children, your enemy. And your children will be their enemies. They will wound you in the head. And if you bang a snake on the head, you kill it. And you will wound them in the heel, on the back of your foot." To the woman he said, "I will multiply your suffering. You will bring forth your..."
"And sting them on their feet. The snakes will bite their feet."
"You will bring forth your children in sorrow, and you will desire your husband, and he shall rule over you." To the man, God said, "Because you listened to the voice of your wife and ate of the fruit that I told you not to eat of, the ground shall be cursed for your sake. In sorrow you will eat of it. In the sweat of your face you will earn your food until you return to the dust. For out of the dust you were taken. Dust you are, and to dust you will return." The Lord God made them coats of skin for the man and his wife and clothed them. Now, when you ask, well, what animal did God kill? At the end of the Bible we're told that Jesus was like the lamb slain from the foundation of the world. So, it was as if God looked forward to the death of Jesus and knew that that would be the way out of this mess.
Because Jesus represents the lamb.
Yeah, the lamb represented Jesus.
Yeah, because he didn't mean the snake would...
The snake in the garden is like sin.
Yes.
And the son, the seed, or the great son of the woman, is Jesus. And through his death on the cross, Jesus overcame the power of sin. So, the Lord God said, "Behold, the man is like one of us, knowing all things. If he were to now eat also the fruit of the tree of life, he would live forever." And therefore, that's why God sent Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which Adam was made. God drove them out and placed cherubim to the east of the Garden of Eden. And there was a flaming sword there which turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life.